Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Dana Cottrell, Key Account Manager, and Ryan Brewers, Field Sales Engineer from XL Energy. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Today, you've got your hands full. You're going to have to educate me. We're going to talk about recommissioning, saving energy costs, and increasing comfort with recommissioning from XL Energy.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of recommissioning, I think about recommissioning a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys are talking about recommissioning a building.
A building, that's correct, yeah. You know, here's a quick and easy way to frame that up in your mind, building recommissioning. It's really a building tune-up. So if you think about it that way, We'll drill down and talk about some more of the details here in a bit. But you're just there to make sure the building's running properly, and much like your car, if you're giving that a tune-up, you know, you're doing some of the same types of things, just making sure it's running properly.
So would that indicate that we're talking now about old buildings? They're say 50 or 100 years old.
No, not necessarily.
Could be 5 or 10 years old.
Could be fairly new, 6 months out.
Just poorly designed.
Not necessarily poorly designed, but not always commissioned. Not necessarily put into the right running format, let's say.
So could this be a case that's as simple as you imagined the building that was going to be 100% office, and you ended up after you found tenants and it was 50% office and 50%
possibly
warehouse,
sure,
and the equipment that you put in that you thought mm-hmm you were going to need might not match the use, something like that?
Absolutely. Another thing could be systems just weren't designed or commissioned to operate together. So in the summer, you might be cooling air, and then we didn't tune the heating system to account for summertime, so it heats the air. Then we cool it again, and then we heat it again, so you get this kind of vicious cycle of heating and cooling the air all at the same time. Or the same thing can happen in the wintertime, where we heat the air, and then all of a sudden it kicks on air conditioning to cool the air, and we go through that vicious cycle again. That happens a lot.
So we're talking about every building has the opportunity to operate more efficiently. If you come in and take a look at how it's being used today and what equipment in the building is being used today, and is it being used properly?
That's correct.
I think that's a key point, Tom. Is it being used properly? Is it being scheduled correctly? Is the energy management system working properly? That's this some of the things that we'd like to work with our customers on through this program.
So is this another opportunity if you've got a building and maybe it has changed its complexities with office to warehouse mix or with retail to office mix, things have changed over the years. Is this another one of those instances where they call you up and say, I need a survey, I need you to come out and look at my building? How does this work?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an opportunity, and some other opportunities are you may have had personnel changes at your site. You may have updated equipment. You may have changed your hours of operation. There are a variety of different reasons why building recommissioning would be a great fit for your site.
Okay, so if our listeners are out there and they own a building or they operate a building, manage a building, they think that their energy costs are a bit high, they call you up and say, can you come out and take a look at my building and see if we need a tune-up? Is that how it starts?
I mean, that's a great way for it to start. Other things that have where it's come out is if they've done, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, doing like an on-site energy assessment. Sometimes the engineering firm that comes out there and looks at those might recommend a recommissioning because he sees some things either in the electric bill or gas bill that kind of don't jive the way it should be. But a lot of times it's, hey, you know, we're kind of looking for a place to start. A building tune-up or a recommissioning mm-hmm is a very good place to start for a customer. It'll give them a lot of operational things. A lot of the things that it gives them are low-cost or no-cost items. You know, change the way this motor's kicking on or you know, unplug this vent or whatever it might be. It's going to give them a lot of those types of things that really allow them to get a good return on their investment for the recommissioning study.
So a recommissioning study then takes a look at all of the equipment in the building, what it's servicing, how it's working, is it efficient, is it not? And if they want to have a recommissioning study, is that something that Xcel Energy helps pay for?
Yep. We will help fund up to 75% of the cost of that study, I believe up to $25,000.
Up to $25,000. You know, and just to kind of expand a little bit on what Ryan said earlier, Tom, a real good tip off for a recommissioning need, and I know folks have probably experienced this in their buildings, is if you start to get complaints on maybe a room being too hot, too cold, those two things are kind of a, oh, you know, that a little light should come on in your head and say, oh, you know what, this might be a good opportunity for us to work with Xcel and think about doing a recommissioning study for our building. Because that's telling us, or that's telling you, that the building isn't quite running correctly.
So stop to consider that might not mm-hmm. just be somebody complaining or
right.
a chronic complainer.
Right,
there
right.
might be a problem.
Yep. And
which could be an opportunity yep. to save some money.
And that's the real beauty of that one. If you can get that done, save some money, and probably if you're running a building, that might be you know, less of that call out and less of those people complaining is maybe a better headache saver, let's say, than even the money you save there. So it's a kind of a twofold opportunity there.
Now, I'm starting to see a pattern in these podcasts, because every time we do this, Ryan starts clinking coins over there saying,
yep.
we can save money, we can save money.
Yep.
And Xcel Energy will help you pay for those studies. And once you get the study, then step two, how do you implement recommendations?
Well, the recommendations come from the study. The study approval process kind of flows much like our other process, where the vendor will present a proposal to the customer and us, and we'll approve it. The vendor will go out and then do their investigation, and from that investigation, they typically develop what we call energy conservation opportunities. They itemize those in a list, and what we typically like them to do is do that from, say, the quickest payback to the longest payback.
Now, what type of opportunities might they include?
Could be like optimizing your HVAC equipment. Maybe it's upgrading your lighting controls so that you schedule them, and so when the building's not occupied, you're turning your lights off. It might be, you know, looking at restoring an economizer operation in your building. So it's just a variety of items that it's going to look at and allow you to kind of capture those savings. Another thing is part of when they go into implementation, our rebates can pay up to 60% of that implementation cost. As long as the energy savings are there, you know, potentially we can pay up to 60% mm-hmm. of that cost to do.
Now, I understand there's a number of different rebate options that mm-hmm. you offer in connection with a building recommissioning. And first, as you said, was for the recommissioning study and implementation of those recommendations. What about, I see some information here on fast-track studies. What's that about?
Well, fast-track studies are studies that the customer may have done perhaps by themselves. They may have a staff on board that can implement and do that. Another option would be if they did one on their own merits and found some strategies they want to pursue. Either one of those can be done. We would take that study and develop rebate opportunities from that study outcome.
So this would be if they didn't have a formal recommissioning study, but they looked at their building and mm-hmm. maybe talked to their building engineers and they say, we need to do this,
right.
this, and this. Then you come out and check that out and confirm yeah. that might help?
Yeah, I mean, really what we're, in that case on the fast track, Tom, is that we're not co-funding the study. We're not paying for the study typically. The customer would be paying that maybe out of their own pocket, for instance, 100%.
But then if they request help to implement
exactly.
their own study,
there you
can still do that.
Absolutely. That's where the fast track comes into play. We'll take those strategies and come up with a list of rebate opportunities. And the rebates are at $400 a kW and $5 per decatherm saved. So
if the building owner did their own study, then Ryan, is that a situation where you go out and take a look at the operations and confirm that what they want to do makes sense?
Well, normally what we'll do is we'll get the study from them. Either it's the document that they produced if they did it internally,
mm-hmm.
or if it's a document that they received from some sort of other engineering company, and then we'll review it and say, yep, we agree with the findings, we like this strategy, and here's what the rebate's going to be for each energy conservation opportunity that was listed in their study.
And those rebates, like the others, are significantly higher in 2010.
That is correct.
I had another question about supermarkets. I understand that they're pretty electricity intensive mm-hmm. with their refrigeration. How do you help them?
kind of going on with a building tune-up, we have a refrigeration recommissioning or a refrigeration tune-up. Same type of premise where we'll go in and review the operation and make sure it's running optimally.
When I was reading about that, that seemed a bit of a surprise. But if you take a look around a supermarket, there's lights going, there's refrigeration going, there's freezers going, they're burning a lot of electricity, aren't they?
Yep. And then from a commercial standpoint, you know, they're usually kind of the most energy intensive of all of our commercial customers. You know, if you look at kind of energy use per square foot.
So then they also are eligible for a recommissioning study and help to upgrade their systems and their equipment so they can save some energy.
That's correct.
Yep.
All right, anything else, Dana, that we've missed on recommissioning or tune-up for a building?
Just, you know, kind of extending past the supermarkets, some real good candidates for recommissioning studies would be hospitals, business offices, schools, you know, what we would consider commercial-type buildings, you know, where people are working inside. Typically, they're not necessarily the industrial-type buildings where a manufacturing process is going on. So if you have those types of buildings, you should think about doing a recommissioning study soon.
And do you do some of these studies we've talked in the past about how much money you've helped the University of Minnesota save. Have you done some recommissioning studies with them as well?
University has done some. Hospitals around here have done some. And a lot of times, customers are seeing year or even less than year paybacks. We're talking about doing the study and doing the implementation. So a lot of this stuff is very quick payback for them.
So this also could be government buildings or
Absolutely.
City buildings, county buildings, those kind of things.
Yeah, the local governments in the vicinity, Minneapolis, St. Paul, are been very heavily involved with this type of activity
school
for
districts.
Many years. School districts, yep.
That'd be a great place to start this summer, wouldn't it?
You're darn right. Yeah,
schools are closed
awesome.
Down, send someone in to do a study and see if you can't get them more efficient before next fall.
Yeah, we have great results at schools. So,
all right, guys, I guess I understand recommissioning and tune-ups of buildings. How do we contact you?
Easiest way is if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 1-800-481-4700, or you can reach us on the web at www.xlenergy.com or via email at bsc@xlenergy.com.
And if you lose any of that, you can go to todaysbusinessradio.com and hit the XL Energy page, and you'll find all the contact information so you can find out how to do a recommissioning study and improve the efficiency of your building. I want to thank Dana Cutrow and Ryan Brewers for being with us on this edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to Today's Business Radio.